Next patient was Rennie Ensminger, E-N-S-M-I-N-G-E-R, Rennie, R-E-N-E-E, R as in Robert, Ensminger, E as in elephant, E-N-S-M-I-N-G-E-R, M as in Mary, Ensminger, date of birth 6/22/62, date of visit is 2/15/24. Please make a copy for Mary Reynolds, A-R-N-P, Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S. Thank you. Next paragraph. Dear Mary, thank you for sending the Rennie Ensminger for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint, history of pulmonary embolism and persistent cough. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 61-year-old overweight female with a history of Guillain-Barre syndrome. This past December was found to have massive pulmonary embolism with saddle embolus and was admitted to Advent Hospital, Palm Coast, and underwent thrombectomy and anticoagulation. The patient was in rehab post-procedure and had been on ventilator support following her pulmonary embolus and cardiac arrest. The chest x-rays done during her hospital stay demonstrated pulmonary edema with bilateral pleural effusions, and she was treated for CHF as well and pneumonia, and was on broad-spectrum antibiotic coverage period. The patient also was treated for Guillain-Barre syndrome this past year with IVIG therapy, following which she was in rehab and had recovered significantly from her nerve deficits. She also underwent liver biopsy for fatty liver infiltration. The patient did well following anticoagulation, and she was switched to oral Eliquis. In her most recent chest x-ray on 2/9/24 showed no acute lung infiltrates. The patient is presently on room air with a O2 sat of 97%, but she has been experiencing coughing spells and some chest tightness, but denies any wheezing and denies any abdominal pains, nausea, or GI bleeding. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for cholecystectomy, history of Guillain-Barre syndrome, history for right cephalic venous thrombosis, and past history for hypertension and gastroesophageal reflux, and exogenous obesity. She had a cholecystectomy in the past. No history of diabetes. Denies history of sleep apnea. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, family history. Significant for Alzheimer's in her mother. Father's in good health. Next line, habits, the patient denies history for smoking. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss. She has no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, dizziness. She has heartburn and coughing spells. And she has leg swelling and no calf muscle pains, no she has anxiety, and then has any joint pains or muscle joint pains, but has some muscle aches, and no weakness of her extremities, seizures or blackouts. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese middle-aged white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 97. HENT norms, phallic pupils are reactive, sclerae over clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. No wheezes or crackles. Heart seems irregular, someone has to no murmur. Abdomen is protuberant, soft, with no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal mild edema. No calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1+. No gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number 1, history of pulmonary embolism. Number 2 is chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number 3 is history of Guillain-Barré syndrome with complete recovery. Number 4 is pulmonary embolism with cardiac arrest resolved. Number 5 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. Next plan, the patient will continue with Eliquis 5 milligrams BID and Buspar 10 milligrams BID, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, and Olmesartan 20 milligrams a day. So we'll get a complete PFT and a CT chest without contrast, given Tessalon Pulse 200 milligrams TIDPRN, CBCC and PIGE level ordered, and a 2D echocardiogram. A follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks. We'll make an addendum at that time. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mary Reynolds, ARNP. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.